Okay, so we're on page, top of page Chaf Aleph. Continuing the discussion, we discussed that there, qualitatively, you can't compare a mitzvah which is done l'shma to a mitzvah which is done shelo l'shma. It's a completely different thing because the mitzvah l'shma has this ability to bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So now the question is, so what's l'shma? What does it mean that it's a mitzvah l'shma? It says, "V'aleinu levayer ma kavana basiyas mitzvah l'shma shenis chayavnu bo." What does it mean to do a mitzvah l'shma? According to the Rambam that we mentioned earlier, it emerges shelishma haynu sheyase osa lishma me'ahava, that you're doing the mitzvah out of love, out of love. That was what we quoted beforehand from the Orchas Tzadikim, who said that doing a mitzvah besimcha, and so instead of viewing the mitzvah as a burden, is 1,000 times better than the, it's again, doing the mitzvah besimcha is 1,000 times better than doing the mitzvah as a burden. He said, you can only imagine how much more so is it going to be greater if you do the mitzvah for the sake of the mitzvah. So what does it mean for the sake of the mitzvah? So it has to do with doing the mitzvah me'ahava, doing it out of a love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'chein kasa b'hilchos tshuva. So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Tshuva, she'osik b'tore p'nei ahavas adon kol archit tziva ba. The one who engages in learning Torah because of his love for the one who commanded it, hareza osik bo lishma. That's considered toiling at lishma for the purpose of the mitzvah, for the purpose of Hashem. Velulei de mistafina. If I wasn't nervous in his humble way, he's going to add to it a little bit. Nira sheyesh laharchiv. You can expand al gedar zesha lishma. The definition of lishma. Perhaps we can expand it a little bit. From all of the commentators on the Talmud, mevuar shelo lishma shedibro lechazal hanirak ba'ofen sheosu l'shem kavod l'shem schar. If you look at it, right, sometimes if you want to define something, it's easier to sort of define its opposite and to know what it is not, and then that helps you define what it is. So he said, we see from all over, the Gemara gives us examples of what does it mean to do a mitzvah, not for the purpose of the mitzvah, shelo lishma. That means I'm doing it for my own honor, for because I'm interested in the reward. I'm doing it for some sort of self-serving purpose. V'kadoma. Or any other self-serving purpose. V'hainu, l'shem ponea acheres mitafkei mitzvah. For a different purpose than the mitzvah was intended. God didn't give us the mitzvahs for the purpose that we should get honor through them. Or that we should get the reward. That's not the purpose of the mitzvah. It's a byproduct that we gain. If somebody's doing the mitzvah for the purpose of getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just out of love for Hashem, for the purpose of getting close, how could you say that that's not the purpose of the mitzvah? Maybe if a person, not just, let's maybe just finish the paragraph and I'll try to, I think, explain what he's trying to say. Meaning, if lishma until now meant doing the mitzvah for the purpose was because of out of our love for Hashem, what if a person isn't quite there yet, but he's doing the mitzvah so that via the mitzvah he will achieve a closeness to Hashem? It's not exactly the same thing. Right? One is, I'm doing this because I love Hashem who commanded me to do it. And one is, by doing this mitzvah that Hashem commanded me, I will be able to get closer to Him. So one is still more result-oriented. So his suggestion is, that's still considered to be a mitzvah lishma. Because again, every example that we have of doing a mitzvah shelo lishma, not for the purpose of the mitzvah, is when it's self-serving. If the purpose of his, so you'll say, okay, so maybe getting closer to Hashem, that's self-serving. It is, but that was why we were put on this world. We weren't put on this world to get our kavod. We were put in this world, lizdabek bebaro, to cleave, to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if that's my intention of doing the mitzvah, his suggestion, that's still considered to be a level of lishma. V'ayidei avoda zu, and through this avoda, through this effort, he's trying to do it as pure as possible. Ein suffik, without a doubt. If you do that, then it will certainly lead you to doing it out of a pure sense of love as well. And then the mitzvah will be complete. But shalem and lishma, although the similar letters, are not the same word. Right? Shalim is complete. Lishma is for the purpose of it, or for the purpose of that Hashem designed it. So you can do a mitzvah lishma, he's suggesting, but it's still not going to be shalim. Meaning, even within lishma, there's still a better, there's a higher level of lishma. If it's out of pure love for Hashem, that's a higher level of lishma. But to say that if one does it, I'm doing the mitzvah, you know, I'm not at the point yet, I'll be honest. I'm not at the point where I feel that overwhelming love for Hashem. But He gave me this mitzvah, I'm going to do it because I want to get close to Him. That may not be the ultimate in lishma, but that's certainly a mitzvah lishma as well. And it gets back to the theory that he told us earlier, that the more that you try to get closer to somebody, then the love will develop as well. So naturally, the ava is going to increase. Because I'm getting closer, and the closer I get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will feel that love as well. It's going to work. And that can be an approach that a person can always take. I do it out of Ava. But even when I'm not quite there, not ready to do it out of Ava, Gam Kadeshio Sifula Odvod Kirva V'Ahava Arin Shir. But if I have in mind that it's for the purpose of increasing the closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then an infinite amount of Ava can come as well. And he thinks he has a proof. You can bring a raya from Perkei Avos. Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir says, anybody who toils in Torah for the sake of Torah will merit many, many things. And then it lists off a whole long list. One of the things that's listed is that you will, by doing a mitzvah, by learning Torah Lishma, you will reach a love for your Creator. He says, I understand. I don't understand. If, like the Rambam said, the definition of lishma is doing it out of a love for Hashem, so why does it have to say that the reward for doing the mitzvah lishma is that you're going to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu? In order to do the mitzvah lishma, you had to already have loved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's circular. How can that be? Elokanir, it must be. Halishmash, exactly. Either that it increases, or even maybe more. Maybe I didn't do that one. Maybe what he's talking about is I didn't do it out of Ava. I did a lishma that was not rooted in love for Hashem, but it was wanting to get close to Him. And I did it because I wanted to get close. That will lead to Ava. That will lead to that love, which will allow for the more complete mitzvah. Ubaruch Hashem Matzasi came the Hedjib Deri Abach. He said he found that the Bach in Arachayim, Bach's writing a halachic work, but on his commentary on the tour, he writes as well, Shapirisha Esek Batorah Lishma. Presumably over there, to the beginning of Arachayim, he's explaining the bracha. In Berachas HaTorah, we make a bracha of La'asok B'Divrei Torah. So he writes over there that Esek Batorah Lishma, no kadeh lahasig kirvas Hashem, to get close to Hashem. Okay, one of the other sections, he will write it explicitly. Just let's finish off one more paragraph. And it makes a lot of sense. The word lishma, for the purpose of his name, is not talking about the purpose of the one who created you, but for the purpose for which you were created. And since we know, we know that the purpose of Torah mitzvot is to bring us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a person has that kavana, he's doing mitzvot, that intention, certainly his mitzvot will be considered to be lishma as well. Once we have that, we'll have to... Not tomorrow, maybe not Thursday. I'll let you know for sure about Thursday. Definitely not tomorrow, but if not, Mirtz Hashem next week. Then we now understand, so what does it mean when Chazal tell us that mitoch shalol lishma balishma? How does a shalol lishma doing mitzvah actually lead to lishma? So that will be the next section, Mirtz Hashem.